happily ever after. You know, there were too many stories I learned as a child that seemed to end with, and they lived happily ever after. Some were fairy tales. Others were Bible stories. Folks never told me that there was more to the stories. And when there is more, I think it's so very important to learn the rest of the story. In this week's Bible reading, it's about Solomon's request for wisdom. There is so much more to the story. Solomon didn't do everything right from that time forward. Solomon asked for wisdom when God offered him anything he wanted. In Sunday school, the teachers would sum things up with a phrase like, Solomon prayed for wisdom and God gave him wisdom. If you pray for wisdom, God will give it to you. Happily ever after. It wasn't until later I dug deeper to learn more of the story. I still feel as if I was cheated of the truth. I thought that my teachers didn't think that I would believe if God knew that the people I learned about in Sunday school were far from perfect, that I wouldn't believe in God. Solomon was far from perfect. He made many mistakes. He didn't always show wisdom. Solomon let the temple become a place poisoned with power and corruption. He built temples to so many other gods and made poor decisions when it came to his taxes and even raising his children. He was a great example of how people are capable of messing up in huge ways. And God still got to be the one who was able to get things done. Why couldn't we remember Solomon as the king who messed up royally and God still loved him? Solomon made mistake after mistake and God still got things done. Wish I'd learned that when I was a child. Wise words from a poet and musician who didn't always live wisely. Knowledge speaks, but wisdom listens. Jimi Hendrix. What is wisdom? How is it that Solomon is remembered as a ruler of wisdom instead of a ruler of blood, infidelity, violence, and sin? Didn't anybody read through his biography and see throughout his life he supported by his actions assassinations, polytheism, violent government takeovers, selfishness, the continual pursuit of power, unfair labor practices, massive spending on a temple project that is still more about arguments and war than anything else? Do we brush over that because it makes him look bad? On the other hand, Solomon supported by his actions thoughtful decision-making, authentic listening, discernment between good and evil. I think we could be in agreement that the first group of items that I said do not show wisdom, while the second group do. But can we call someone who makes so many mistakes wise? No. Maybe? Yes? We're not all one thing. I think we're not only allowed to call them wise, but it is the mistakes and the learning from those mistakes that give wisdom. Learning from mistakes, not repeating them or refusing to acknowledge them. Learning from mistakes is wise. Wisdom isn't an immediate thing. Solomon gained wisdom. Sometimes, even often, Solomon acted wisely. Sometimes, even often, he did not. But the poor decisions he made and the lessons he learned from them made him wiser. Of course, Solomon didn't learn wise lessons from all of his mistakes. He was a wise, flawed ruler. But his story and the story of the kings of Israel and Judah, including David, of course, fit right into the big picture, that meta-narrative of the Bible. Do you remember it? God creates. We mess up. God redeems. God recreates. We mess up. God does something good. We mess up. So on and so on. Dating back to Saul, God had instructed the people that they really didn't want a king, that it wouldn't go well. But the people wanted a king, and they got a king, and the kings were flawed, and things did not go well. We can remember Solomon as the king who messed up royally and one whom God still loved. We can remember that today we live in a country that is built upon the separation of church and state, but all too often brings supposed religious authority into politics. Long-held wisdom would tell us that elevating religious beliefs of one group over another is a bad idea. Short-term ideology instead would create a religious liberty task force to hold that conservative Christian belief is to be held in a higher position than any other. Sad. Wisdom teaches that we don't elevate our interests and needs over the needs of all. Wear a mask. That is not elevating your needs or interests over the needs of all. We protect one another. We attend to one another. We have to continue to be a caring community of Christ, a people of prayer and action, a beacon of hope, justice, and peace, and do it with integrity, respect, and wisdom. Wise words from Rumi. Yesterday, I was clever, so I wanted to change the world. Today, I am wise, so I am changing myself. When we change ourselves, we can change the world together. May we seek wisdom. May we trust in God's guidance and God's unconditional love as we continue life's journey, ever discerning, ever seeking wisdom. Amen.